Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kevin Gilroy is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin is a new friend. He's a Senior Vice President and General Manager of Global Channels for SAP. And you know what? Who SAP are. They're the software folks. They help us stay better connected with our partners and with our customers. And Kevin is joining us today to talk to us about a very important emerging sector on your radar screen, an emerging target on your radar screen, and that's the millennials. And he's our new friend, Kevin Gilroy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. One of the things that I've been talking about, Kevin, over the years with my demographic experts is the generations, of course. And long before millennials were ever a topic, we were talking about the generations, and then we started talking about Gen Y and the millennials, as they're often called, the digital natives also, and the age group that they are. And now they're getting all grown up, aren't they?
They sure are, and it's a huge opportunity for your viewing audience and exciting opportunity for us here at SAP.
Well, as I've reminded my audience with my demographers, and as you will help us understand, there's about 84 million of them, and they're already here, and that's about 8 million more than baby boomers, which was previously the largest generation.
That's right, and they're attitude and their relationship with technology is so completely different than the boomers, which I'm part of that generation, and that's really what makes it so exciting, is their relationship to technology.
I heard a millennial expert, a young man, he was a millennial himself, I'm trying to remember his name, he was talking about his generation. He said, if you want your printer wired up, he said, call my older brother, he's a Gen Xer. He said, millennials are not tech savvy. He said, we're tech dependent. That's an important distinction, isn't it?
It's a very important distinction. Millennials want their data. They want to make decisions. They want to take action anywhere, any place, anytime, on their device, on their handheld device, and they want it to be transparent. Meaning they don't want to know where the wires are, as you just said, Jim. They just really want their data on their device.
And they're not very forgiving. I know one thing I know about this: whatever doesn't conform to them, they're indignant about it. and they're kind of proud of that too. I mean, the millennials in my life, whatever is not relevant to them, they're a little indignant about it. So if you're a business and you want to reach them, and the way you reach them is not the way they prefer to be reached, they're going to, even if they think about you, if they think about you long enough, they'll be indignant, but they probably won't even think about you that long. They'll probably just move on, won't they?
They will. If you're telemarketing them, if you're calling them on the telephone, you know, that's kind of old school. That's not next generation. So you're absolutely right.
That's like calling a number that's disconnected, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Everything's changed with millennials. And I would tell you that I think the most interesting part is, again, their relationship to technology. When I came out of school 30 years ago, we adopted technology for productivity reasons and to take costs out of our business models. Millennials view technology as a top-line revenue gainer. They're leveling the playing fields with much bigger competitors. They're breaking down traditional barriers with technology. Mm-hmm. So, again, their attitude toward the technology is revenue-producing, not cost-cutting. Big distinction there.
Talk about that just a little bit more.
So, again, you know, when you think about traditional technology, I'll bring in an accounting system, I'll bring in a supply chain system in order to improve productivity. And that's my generation, you know, and as you said, digital natives, the millennials are digital natives, I'm a digital immigrant. And mm-hmm. most of us are digital immigrants, the boomers. Mm-hmm. But the digital natives are looking at technology as a way of, I can now sell my goods and services outside of my traditional trading barriers mm-hmm. using technology. I can go into adjacency businesses using technology. So they're viewing the digital native, the millennial of today, particularly with the cloud, has created an ease of consumption for them that they look at the technology as a growth engine, a growth driver of their business, not
right.
a cost-cutting productivity
and
driver.
So, and so really as consumers, they're disrupting, and as business owners, they're disrupting, aren't they?
Absolutely. Again, the way they consume and deploy technology is disruptive, but the way they're changing the game, I mean, we see companies, we have 282,000 small, medium customers at SAP around the world, and the millennials now are either, certainly at minimal influencing these companies' technology decisions, and in many cases, they own and make the technology decision. And when they do that, we see them pushing the envelope, breaking down borders, going into adjacency markets, et cetera, really, really changing the game.
Give us a first step, and we'll talk about the others in the next segment. Give us a first step that we should focus on in order to be able to make sure that when the millennials find us, that they like us.
Yes, I mean, the first step really is understanding how they consume. Again, if you mentioned earlier that they can become indignant, try dropping a 50-page contract on a millennial's desk
right.
or sending it to a millennial. You'll see indignant. They want it fast. They want it click through. They want the consumption model to be consumer-like. So the first step is how you market to them, how you deploy your product, and how they will consume your products needs to be understood, because it is fundamentally different.
Right. Well, there are four areas that I know you guys talk about that I want to, when we come back after the break, I want you to touch on, and that's using cloud capability. You got to be mobile, because these folks, they take their phone away from them and they curl up into a fetal position. Social.
Exactly right.
I'm kidding. I'm just teasing kids. I'm just kidding you. You know I love you. And also social and big data. We're going to talk about those touch points after these messages with our new friend Kevin Gilroy. He's Senior Vice President and General Manager with SAP. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Bring a strong man to this begging knee. You make the younger mom cry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.